Joining us now is Robert Scales, a retired Major General with the Army. He's also author of Yellow Smoke, The Future of Land Warfare for America's Military. Welcome, General Scales.
It's nice to be here, John.
Today, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld rejected reports that he had launched the war in Iraq with insufficient ground troops against the advice of military planners. Do you believe the levels of personnel and armor have been sufficient since the start of this war?
Well, the question's really not that easy to answer. I mean, when the decision was made to do this so-called rolling start, where one division went in before the other one could join up, was really a measure of balancing, you know, the time element versus mass. The real question you have to ask is if the U.S. had waited until mid-April to start this attack and then gone forward, 10 or 11 days, would the situation on the ground have been any different than it is now? And I just, you know, that's a tough judgment to make. The 4th Division, I guess, is moving around up into the Gulf as we speak and will be ready to be deployed in another couple of weeks. So, you know, hindsight is 20/20. It's very difficult to make a judgment because what's going on now is just so, basically so unpredictable. But really hard to say.
Mr. Rumsfeld also denied that there was any pause in the assault on the Iraqi regime. Do you believe that? And if there is a pause, is it part of a plan or is it because of a strategic miscalculation?
Well, when you have embedded reporters with the sort of the tip of the spear, that is with the ground units, they view a pause as no motion forward on the part of the units that are forward deployed. But if you look at the overall campaign plan, there really is, as your previous commentator said, sort of three things going on right now, which are part of the plan. Number one is, of course, to control territory. It's an old tenet of urban warfare that you cannot fight in cities until you control the countryside. And what you saw going on in the north is an effort to do that. The second is to secure the line of communications. This is about a 250-mile line of communications that must be secure before the final assault can be made. And third, and probably most importantly, is you have this aerial firepower offensive that's going on now at last, principally against the Republican Guard. And whether it's one division or two divisions or five divisions, this assault on Baghdad is not going to happen until the Republican Guard divisions, the five divisions that encircle Baghdad, have been reduced in strength, preferably below 50%. So you can't precipitously continue an operational maneuver into the face of the enemy until all the conditions have been set. And what's going on right now is a series of condition settings that don't require the maneuver of these, three division equivalents on the facing the Republican Guard.
We've seen some urban warfare in southern Iraq. A British soldier was killed today. Are U.S. troops prepared for urban warfare?
Well, hopefully the whatever happens after the Republican Guard is taken down will be a little bit different than what we're seeing in Basra. Remember now, the legitimacy of the ruling party, of the ruling elite, is centered in Baghdad, and that legitimacy is guaranteed by the Republican Guard and the Special Republican Guard. If you break the back of those units and they melt away, then the culminating part of this campaign will be on the outskirts of Baghdad, not in the center city.
Thank you very much, General Scales.
You're welcome, John.